Start recording. All right, good to go. First question, Chandler Cox.
Corey, first of all, how does it feel to start the day with some, I guess, good injury news and having getting Ketel Marte back with the team?
Yeah, it was such a good moment to see him walk into the clubhouse doors, pass by my office, and just give him a big hug and told him welcome. And, you know, great job in following the process and the protocols and believing in what we were trying to get to. And he's here. And you know, we're gonna start to layer him in. We gotta monitor his initial days in the lineup, and we'll get him back in there full time. But really good to see him, and I know he's very, very eager to get in there as soon as possible.
Jordan Jackson.
Tori, yeah, is that why he's coming off the bench tonight, just because he played two nights straight in Reno?
Correct. So he played a day game, night game. Let's see, it would be Monday and Tuesday. And we just felt like his return to play program would find him coming off the bench today. So, you know, certain times I push, certain times I go in and plead my case with the medical team, but they were pretty firm on this one. And I understand the reason why. And I actually didn't push, but you know, it's very tempting to say, let's get him back in there as soon as possible, as much as possible, but that's just not going to be the part of the plan. But getting him off the bench will be a nice bat for us. And, you know, what hopefully turns out to be a very critical situation that will help us win a baseball game.
Tori, what went into the pitching decisions here for tonight and tomorrow?
Given the state of what's been happening here, organizationally, with the amount of injuries that we've been walking through, we just felt like giving Merrill an extra day, knowing what he's walked through last year, wouldn't be the worst idea. And you know, we've been juggling a whole bunch of different thoughts, and you know, it's going to line up this way through this set of starting pitchers, and we also look at it down the road as well. So there was a few reasons, but the bottom line is we wanted to give guys as much rest as we possibly could through this 20 some odd game stretch without a day off.
Tori, are you able to say what your pitches will be for the Colorado series?
We're still sorting through that right now.
With Merrill, this is actually two extra days, isn't it?
I think so. Correct.
And what about Peacock?
Well, you mean, what do we like about him starting the game today? Yeah. Well, we felt like it was either going to be today or tomorrow. We had some options with a little bit of wiggle room there, and he threw the ball exceptionally well in his last start. And we felt like that earned him another chance to go out and show us what he could do. Look, we're evaluating guys and guys are competing, each and every day. To show us what they can do. But, you know, I want the guys to go out there to earn it, to relax inside of the environment that they're prepared for, and just execute a game plan. And Matt's done a very good job of that.
Is Riley Smith still a starting option for you, or is he going to be a bullpen option going forward? I know you guys have played with seven relievers recently instead of eight.
Yeah. I think you'll see him in the bullpen tonight for a little bit of coverage.
Jackson. Sorry, that was my question about Peacock. My hand is down.
Yeah, perfect. Nick
Picoro. Is Corbin Martin, did he show you enough last night to get another start?
Yeah, I was pleasantly surprised. Well, I wouldn't be say pleasantly surprised. That's a bad way to categorize it, because we knew that he was loaded with potential and he was ready for this challenge. I was excited by his outing. And you know, we haven't finalized anything, but for me, when we enter into these conversations, he's somebody that stands out to me, and we're going to have, you know, a couple of tough decisions to make. We're not sure what direction it's going to go in. I mean, we have guys that are going to be starting on through this churn that we want to evaluate. But Corbin certainly did a great job, and it was something that we all anticipated. And he did so many little things right outside of the numbers that you saw. And I talked about a couple of them last night, and those mean things. Those are meaningful things for all of us. And the game didn't speed up on him, and that stands out to me.
Zach McKinnon.
Torrey, do you anticipate Taylor Widener pitching one of those games in Colorado?
His name is entering into that conversation. There's a chance that will happen, correct.
Yeah, I was going to ask about Widener as well. Like, I guess that decision, I mean, you could start Corbin Martin on Sunday on normal rest. You could start Widener Sunday normal rest. How would you lean in terms of giving an extra day to one of those two guys if they do end up both in your rotation? Because I guess Widener's coming off an injury, but Corbin is also, you know, guys have been trying to be real careful with him, it seems like, off last year.
Correct.
He's throwing a big zone at you right there, Torrey. That's a 2-3 zone right there.
Yeah. You guys are solid. I mean, these are all valid questions. We don't have answers to right now. We know we have the scheduled off day on Monday. And we're going to see how these next turns play out with a couple guys. And we're going to watch them closely, and then we'll start to lay down what that looks like after our day off. We know we have options. We got to be mindful of the time that we, or the opportunities that we have as a staff and as an organization to give guys a little bit of a blow. And we will do that when possible.
Right. So you don't feel like one of those guys makes more sense to give an extra day versus the other?
Yeah, we'll feel that out. We're going to talk about that.
Barry Blue.
Hey, Torrey, I ducked in a little late. You might have addressed this already, so if you do, just forget the question. What's Madison's status at this point?
Yeah, no, nobody's asked about Bum. I had just a little one-on-one time with him today and said that he feels fantastic. So that was really good news for us. He was going to go out and have his normal work day today, scheduled to throw a bullpen tomorrow. So he seems to be on a good path. And it's, you know, once again, him speaking up and giving us the information and us getting him off of his feet and getting him, getting him some medical treatment to get him back to this level. And I think he's going to be just fine.
Hey, thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Jack Summers.
Torrey, while you're at it, could you kindly run down the other players on the IL, please?
You know, unfortunately, I don't have a lot of update for you. I know I ran through a bunch of it yesterday. Let's stick with that, because I don't have an update as to what their activity was today. I did say that Struble is going to choose a conservative route. No timetable there. We're going to reassess him by the week. We'll see how he's doing. Christian Walker is going to start initiating some baseball activity, as is Cole. Cole is throwing, doing all that he can to keep that range of motion in his arm as healthy as possible. Let's see here. Who am I missing? Christian Walker, Cole.
Who aren't you missing?
Yeah, the list is a long one, right? So let me give you a full firm update with what their progress is tomorrow, if you guys just hold off on that.
Torrey, aside from Widener, would you say Christian's probably the closest to returning?
Yeah, I'll have an update for you tomorrow, but just off the top of my head, I know this gets dangerous, I would say yes.
What I called last, Jack Summers, I think, or Nick.
I had my hand up, but I think he addressed it. Thanks.
All right, perfect. All right, Mike, we'll see you in a little bit for Cattell.
Thanks, Tory.
Thank you, Tory.
Thanks, Tory.